Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I did have some stuff I was going to talk about, but I got to tell you, we came in this morning, and Josh started talking about his lady friend, which I will tell you, she sounds incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
First of all,
she
we really
great.
Like her.
Josh is a smitten kitten right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't screw it up.
I will do my best.
Don't screw it up.
Right? Trying your best.
But I'm more concerned that she might screw it up because of what she did. Now, I'll let you take the floor and explain what the hell she did because it was gross.
It was interesting. So, you know, we're just talking like couples do. And mm-hmm. I can't remember. I really, truly don't remember how it got started. But we started talking about belly buttons, okay? And she just kind of shyly came out and said, sometimes my belly button, like, stinks.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way that's true. Like,
yeah.
I literally put my finger in my belly button and was like, they never smell. I've never had a smell or anything.
Hold on. Uh-huh. Hold on. Let me do my...
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. I got nothing. No smell.
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
And she...
This is... Hold up. First of all, massive overshare.
I know.
A random moment, but a massive overshare. Too much too soon,
we're on
in my
the
opinion.
Topic.
But you guys drinking?
No.
This is sober.
So that's another thing is...
Smell my belly button.
In the moment, I was also thinking massive overshare. But so anyway, I touch my belly button. I smell it. I'm fine. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. And then I didn't see her do it the same time I did it.
And all of a sudden,
I get a finger in the face.
Oh, no.
And I breathe in.
Oh, no.
I have never turned away from someone...
That's so gross.
So fast.
No.
Now, I have questions.
Yeah. Ask your questions. I'm here to answer.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish.
I feel like Katie can relate.
Turn away.
You don't know why, but hold on.
Yeah, Josh turned away.
My reaction was so just fast.
Shudder.
That I, as I'm turned away, I go, I still like you. Still like, everything's fine. But wow.
Woo.
People have grossness.
It's stinky.
Yeah, everybody does.
Everybody's got a lot
everybody
of grossness.
Does. I'm sure
somewhere.
I gross her out in a billion ways.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Too soon. And to rub her belly button and to shove her finger into your nose, that's gross.
Are you kidding
man.
Me? You know what things he shoved in her face? Like, that's, no. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. One. Two, there is a difference between men and women when it comes to this because of our pants. I'm going to say it right now. Our jeans rest on our belly buttons. Yours do not. Yours are underneath, above your pelvic bone. Right now, my stuff is on my belly button because that's just where it rests.
Well, those are mom jeans, too.
No, but all of the jeans rest right here on our hips, and so it's right underneath our belly button. So the thing right here by our belly button, it tends to rub up against it. And so, like they
like
say,
the metal
when,
snap?
When it comes to having a smelly belly button,
smelly belly?
That is a lot, like washing your belly button every day for one, but it's just the friction. It's the friction of the jeans that does it sometimes. And having a piercing. Does your girlfriend have a piercing?
I didn't look. I just smelled.
I have a belly button piercing, and that also just invites.
At this point.
I don't know if she had one. Like, had one.
There's no holes?
I don't know. I didn't look. She doesn't currently have a piercing in there.
So Nick Nack has the piercing, and she's had it forever.
Okay.
Yeah. Ever,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. I got mine at 18, and it's still
zero
there.
Zero smell. There's
Have
no
you
smell.
Smelled?
You need to text her and ask.
Have you smelled it? Or are you just saying there's no smell?
I've been with Nicole
smell?
For 25
I know, but
years.
It's
there's
not,
never been a smell
You have to put your
issues.
Finger in there and then smell
oh,
it.
Oh,
like,
I put
that's
my finger in her belly button
have
before.
Have you?
It would have been together for 25 years.
So
I filled it with nacho
so
cheese
weird.
And dipped my
this
chips
so
in it
weird.
While we watched the game.
I just think that there's a little bit more chance for a woman's belly button to be smelly because of where our jeans lay versus guys.
The mom jeans, I will say, the mom jeans are in. So, like, she might be wearing
those.
I don't know. All I remember is I turned away really fast. I was like, oh. And I just was like, I still like you. It's okay.
I feel like this might be a cleanliness thing.
No, it's
she
not.
Is a,
she's
the
a
most clean
girl.
Person in the world. She showers like twice a day.
Yeah.
She's not.
Because she's so stinky.
Well, no. I mean, it's not like.
And what are the things are you shoving in your in her face that Katie alluded to?
I don't think I said anything. I just know I don't smell.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You did? Oh, God.
What?
I'm not doing anything like that.
I don't know where we go with this, but if anyone wants to sound off about their belly button, it's Friday. It's stupid right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Can anyone come to Katie's defense and say, yeah, women's belly buttons are stinkier than men's? I don't know. I feel like that's a little far-fetched.
The jeans,
so yours is pierced?
I'm telling, yes, I have a pierced belly button. So it's just like it. Do you want to smell my belly button? No.
I'm contemplating smelling it.
I thought you guys were both going to scream.
There are a lot of girls
so.
Backing her up.
Yeah.
Call us and back us up. Tell us about your belly button. I want to hear about it and why it's so stinky. Can you?
Like, I love grossing my boyfriend out from Chelsea. Like,
what?
Okay.
How many women just stuck their finger in their belly button and smelled their finger? All of them, John. John on the text line. Or no, that was Jenny.
It's a
Jenny on the text
thing.
Line. Everybody is smelling their belly button right now. 1,000 messages coming in. Call us, guys. We want to talk to you. We want to talk to you about your belly button, why it smells. 303-691-1649. So you are pierced.
Yeah.
Oh, you just did it!
Gross! Wash your hands!
You're grossing me out.
Did it smell?
Why is it like that on a consistent basis? Every day, though, you shower. You're clean.
No, I shower
Why
every
is
day.
It like that?
Just,
I can't comprehend it, I guess.
Again, just afraid. It has to be the jeans. That's the only thing I can come up with. Because I wash my belly button every day. Like, it's
See, I don't think I've ever washed my belly button. Like, I don't stick my finger and go, well, belly button's clean.
I do. Either.
Like,
I do.
I'll hit it with a loofah and move on with my life.
Well, with the loofah, that's hitting it.
Is it just people? Does she have an innie or an outie?
It's an innie.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Knick-knack, I believe, is more of an outie.
I have an innie, for sure. Like, I have a deep
innie. But
knick-knack's
more of an outie. So maybe that's why it doesn't smell. It's pushing everything out. I don't know. But you are pierced.
Yeah.
Thanks, and, Heather. My belly
see,
button's
gonna,
good.
I was going to try to puzzle that out. You guys are grossing me out on a text line.
Jimmy just said I rear-ended a car trying to smell my belly button.
Oh, no. Smell your belly button safely, okay?
Phone lines are ringing if you guys want to dissect why women's belly buttons smell worse than men's. I got to ask you, do you get... this is a weird way to say it. How big are your holes... Where your belly button ring goes in. Have they been stretched out?
No,
it's
just a regular piercing.
Because is stuff getting
piercing.
Stuck in there is my thing?
We've talked about this where I can, like, squeeze and stuff will come out of that piercing, too.
Oh,
yes.
Something's wrong with
that
you.
Happens. Like, it happens. Like, yeah, the piercings, stuff gets in the piercings.
Kellen.
Hi.
Hi, Kellen. I'm sorry that we made you call, first of all. This is ridiculous.
I kind of had to.
This is not what we were going to talk about at all today, but Josh came in this morning and was like, my girlfriend stuck her finger in her belly button and put it in my nose. And I was like, we got to talk about this. All right, so tell us about your belly button. Does it stink?
So I've never tried to even think about smelling my belly button before, but I did stick my finger in there and I smelt it and it doesn't smell. I did shower this morning,
okay.
So I don't scrub my belly button, but
do you have an innie or an outie?
I have an innie and my husband makes fun of me because I have like a deep innie.
Okay.
Like I have like a very like, I don't know. It just like, it's like deeper than normal, I guess.
If you put your finger in there, you can stir the contents of your stomach out probably.
I also have a piercing, so I feel like that helps, like cover the fact that it's like really deep.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're
ripe for stink.
Yeah,
I mean,
they say the deeper belly buttons are stinkier. You know.
So not,
you would think so, but mine doesn't stink, so I don't know.
Maybe she just likes her own smell. She just might not.
There is that too, or you're just used to it. Can you have? Did you say husband or boyfriend? I'm sorry.
Husband,
can you have your husband stick his finger in it tonight and then smell it and report back to us? Because maybe you're just used to your own brew.
Potentially. I don't know. But isn't that like the BO thing? Like you can't actually smell your own BO.
Yes.
Correct.
You're like used to it.
So you might stink and you just don't know it.
So. Potentially. potentially, but I hope not.
I'm sure you smell great.
I want to thank you, though, for actually sticking your finger in your belly button and smelling it this
morning.
We
appreciate it.
And then
a lot.
Calling us.
I'm driving, too, so it was kind of like you got to get under the coat and all the layers.
Yeah, get in there. Get after it.
You really tried for us.
Kellen,
thank you.
You made us laugh. Have a great morning. Be careful, all right?
Thanks.
All right, bye.
A couple of you dropped off. Phone lines are open if you want to sound off about your belly button. Do a little experiment right now. Put your finger in it and smell it, and then call us. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We want to know if women's belly buttons smell more than men's belly buttons. So far, I think you and the girlfriend are just the stinkiest.
Well, no, there's people on the text line who say that.
Well, call us. I don't believe them.
We actually had one say a belly button is an orifice. So, yes, it will stink.
Overactive
sometimes.
Sweat glands can cause a stink in the belly button. I showered this morning. I don't stink. Hubby says it doesn't stink. So maybe you guys have overactive sweat glands.
Could be that, yeah.
Here's Patience on the line. Hi, Patience.
Hi.
Did you stick your finger in your belly button and smell it?
Not today, actually, but my husband, he is pretty stinky in his belly button, and he pulls lint out of it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, you can always tell when he's wore a dark shirt during the day because he's got lint in his belly button. And then, you know,
stores it in there.
Takes a shower. There's a sweater on the ground of the shower.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a chunk of, like, whatever colored shirt he wore during the day on the shower floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you examine this? Like, is it a daily thing?
Oh, heck no. I'm afraid of it. I don't know what's in there.
Patience, do me a favor right now. Put your finger in your belly button. And then smell it. Smell it.
Nope, I'm good.
All right.
I texted my daughter while this was going on, and she, because she has a piercing, and I asked her, said, so can you check your belly button right now and see if it smells? And she's like, what? Well, yeah, can you check your belly button and, you know, just stick your finger in there and see if it smells? And she's like, well, yeah, it kind of does. Kind of like your ears when they're pierced.
Yeah.
She's like, ew.
See?
So it's piercings.
The
maybe.
Piercing, too, I swear.
But again, knick-knack is pierced.
I bet your wife smells, dude.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to ruin it.
I bet if you do a question, like you put it out there that, you know, women, after you've had the same pair of earrings in for a week or 2 weeks, take the earrings out and clean the posts and everything with your fingers and smell the posts of your earrings.
Yeah.
And then wipe your ear and see if that smells.
It's a really good point.
It's kind of the same thing.
Humans are gross.
We are.
I know. We just can't help it, right?
I know.
They just lay in the orifices, like you said.
Yeah. Stop saying orifices.
It's a fun word.
I mean, lint and everything. You know, you never know. You could find you babies. You could stick it. You could put a Cheerio in there. You never know what you're going to find.
Sure could.
Good storage compartment.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a Fruit Loop in there. A little tasty.
Yeah.
Patience, thank you for smelling your belly button. Have a great morning.
Hey, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
My goodness.
I got a text. I am laughing so hard. Says, thank you so much for this topic. It's so funny. My wife and I are dying. We just found a dog hair in my wife's belly button.
Oh, no!